With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Indicted Republican George Santos's brief career in the U.S. House of Representatives came to an end on Friday when fellow lawmakers voted to expel him over criminal corruption charges and accusations of misspending campaign money. Social worker Cheryl Scott, who lives in Santos's district, says both Democrats and Republicans should understand their selfish actions will harm the country.
It's not only Santos. It's all on both sides, both parties, the greed and the dishonesty. And, you know, people are not considering how it impacts the country as a whole.
The House voted 311 to 114 to immediately remove the controversial freshman lawmaker above the two-thirds majority required to oust one of its own. The inmate accused of stabbing former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin has been charged with attempted murder.
Chauvin was convicted of murdering George Floyd in Minneapolis. Prosecutors say inmate John Terskak stabbed Chauvin 22 times in the law library at a federal prison in Arizona and told correctional officers he would have killed Chauvin if they didn't respond so quickly. Terskak told FBI agents he attacked Chauvin the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, as a symbolic connection to the Black Lives Matter movement and the black hand symbol associated with the Mexican mafia gang. He also said he had been thinking about attacking Chauvin for about a month because he is a high-profile inmate, but denied wanting to kill him. I'm Ed Donahue.
A federal judge has rejected Donald Trump's effort to throw out his 2020 election subversion case in Washington, dismissing the former president's claims that he's immune from prosecution. On Wall Street, the Dow by 294 points, the NASDAQ rose 78, the S&P advanced 26. This is SRN News. Whether it's radical ideologies or the rejection of parental rights, the harmful effects of U.S. schooling can't be ignored. That's the message from a pastor's summit in Richmond, Virginia on Thursday, where churches were challenged to fight harder for America's children.
Dallas Pastor Tony Evans told attendees that the church is called to transform all of the culture, including education. He said churches should reach children by adopting their schools.
We provide mentoring, tutoring, and family support services to the at-risk families in that school. We go in as a social service provider, even though we're a church, just like a corporation that adopts a school. So we don't go in proselytizing. We go in as servants.
The Urban Alternative is one source of training for outreach. Anne Marie Morgan reporting.
Other speakers at the gathering included Virginia Lieutenant Governor Winsome Sears. This is SRN News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky assesses his country's ongoing conflict with Russia.
In an exclusive interview with the Associated Press, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says the war with the Russians entering a new stage as winter looms.
У нас нова фаза війни, і це факт.
Zelensky says winter's expected to complicate fighting after a summer counter-offensive had failed to produce desired results due to enduring shortages of weapons and ground forces. Despite setbacks, Zelensky says Ukraine is not backing down. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian media are reporting that the country's spy agency staged two successive train explosions on a railroad line in Siberia that serves as a key conduit for trade between Russia and China. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.